seventh Imam, Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salatu wasalam, is actually known as Bab al-Hawaij.
قال الإمام الكاظم عليه السلام خير الأمور أوسطها.
زيارة of Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kazim عليه السلام.
السلام عليك يا مولاي موسى بن جعفر ورحمة الله.
This is Dialogue, a program on the famous conversations of Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome, dear listeners. I'm your host, Mahdi, and we're talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam. As I'm sure you all know, Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam was the direct descendant of the Holy Prophet Muhammad. And so it can be said that the blood running in the veins of Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam was the same blood as that of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household. Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam was also the seventh divinely appointed imam from among the household of the seal of prophethood, the Holy Prophet Muhammad. It has been seen in the history books, and the historians and biographers have written that after the martyrdom of the sixth divinely appointed imam, who was the father of Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam, it was Imam Musa al-Kazim who managed the affairs of the scientific religious university of Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam. Now, this religious scientific university is regarded as the first cultural foundation in Islam, and it is also considered the first institute from which a group of great scholars, on whose top were the imams of the Islamic schools of the Ahl al-Sunnah, for many of the imams of the different schools of thought and the maktabs and the madhabs of the Ahl al-Sunnah brothers actually attended, and perhaps one could say graduated, from this religious scientific university of Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam. Now, this religious scientific university that was now under the head of Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam played a critical role in developing the intellectual life and the growing of the scientific religious movement of the time of Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam. It lasted for many times, conveying the spirit, guidance, and the message of Islam. And it was under Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam that this religious scientific university strengthened and continued and aimed at spreading awareness and bringing about an intellectual renaissance. These, dear friends, are the dialogues of Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam.
قال الإمام الكاظم عليه السلام تستحب عرامة الغلام في صغره ليكون حليماً في كبره.
Imam Musa al-Kazim عليه السلام stated, "It is recommended to discipline a boy in his childhood in order that he be clement as an adult."
Welcome back, dear listeners. It's great to have you with us on the program. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. We find in the different conversations of Imam Al-Kadhim alayhi salam that he emphasized the Muslims to obtain a understanding in the religion of Allah, to obtain an understanding in Islam. And he urged and encouraged and recommended that the Muslims also obtain understanding and knowledge of the religious precepts, the precepts of Islam. And so, of course, we find that Imam Al-Kadhim alayhi salam, therefore, encouraged as much as he could this obtainment of knowledge, because there is so much hidden in this obtainment of the understanding and knowledge of Islam. In one such conversation, he said to his companion, "The superiority of a learned man over mere worshippers is like the superiority of the sun over the stars." And so, dear friends, as we know that the sun just completely overwhelms, encompasses, and takes over all these other small little stars in the sky, so thus the learned man is like a sun over mere worshippers who are like stars. Now, if we think about this idea a little bit, of course, an individual who is a mere worshipper, a person who worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, without proper knowledge, of course, that kind of a worship is per se not a very strong type of a worship. So let me just give an example. If I were to worship Allah without knowing who He is, then that worship is not as perhaps valuable or spiritual as a worship of somebody who does know Allah. An individual who knows Allah, knows His divine attributes, knows and believes firmly in the being of Allah. That individual's worship is truly much more different than an individual who just worships because they believe they need to worship. For example, Imam Ali alayhi salam, the first divinely appointed Imam, says that, "O Allah, I worship you not out of greed for paradise, nor do I worship you out of the fear of hell. Rather, I worship you because I found you worthy of worship." And so the learned man is truly a sun over the mere worshippers who are stars. The encouragement to obtain knowledge and understanding of the religion of Allah, of Islam. This is Dialogue, Imam Al-Kadhim, alayhi salam.
Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, the program Dialogue. I'm Attar, the producer of this program, and at this moment, I want you to listen to a shorter speech by Sheikh Abbas Mirza about Imam Musa al-Kadhim alayhi salam.
Now, I just wanted to point out to the intellectual aspect of the Imam. There's a very beautiful hadith, a very long hadith from Hisham ibn Hakam, one of the greatest theologians. There's a lot of things to mention in regards to him as well, and how he debated, how he challenged great scholars by going to Baghdad, by going to different Basra, by going to different places, and he challenged them. And he promoted the phenomena, the ideology, or the thought of imamat and wilayat, you know, by defeating them, right? Like that famous, in that big masjid of Baghdad, that he goes, a great scholar sitting on the pulpit, and he's explaining. And then he says, "I have few simple questions to ask. what do you do with your ear? What do you do with your eyes? What do you do with your mouth? You know, the scholar was saying, what are you, why are you asking these questions? He said, why don't you answer it? And eventually pointing out to where does this all commands come from? All of these commands comes from the aql. So aql is that, reality of imamat. How can this whole creation be left without that sort of intellectual reality where the whole creation is guided towards, whether this little creation of our is guided by our aql the same way? Then that's how he introduced imamat in big gatherings.
Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com/EN, Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many others as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.